Hello, beautiful beings. This is Dr. Lisa, and you're listening to episode number 16 of the Body of Change podcast. Okay, so I'm going to do something a little different here today, and we're going to talk about what being, yes, I said being, is your body asking to be. It's a different way of asking a question. Looking at your body as something not separate from you, but as if it's a different person. Just to begin looking at your body as its own energy, okay? So what being is your body asking to be? Right now, what being is your body asking to be? And what that question does, it makes your brain go, huh? What the heck is she talking about? Which is kind of what a question does anyway. It hits the mind and the mind tries to solve the problem. But when we're working with our body, and especially on this podcast, I'm attempting to show you how not to see your body as a problem, but see your body as a possibility, a gift, a tool, an ally. So what being is your body asking to be right now? What being is your body asking to be right now? That question, and whenever we ask a question, it calls forth change to occur massively, yet can't be put into words. I'm likening it to attract change. If you're thinking of, if you know anything about the railroad. So I grew up in New York. We live close to the Long Island Railroad, which would take us to, from Garden City, New York, is where I grew up. And we would take that train, connect in Jamaica, and then get to Jamaica, Queens, and then get to Madison Square Garden in the city. Okay, and so basically the line would not be direct. You'd have to transfer in Jamaica to get to Madison Square Garden, or you would go to Queens instead of New York City. What I'm doing, and what we ask whenever we ask a question, we actually have the possibility of changing tracks. And the point of this podcast, if you will, is to change tracks with how we speak of and be in relationship and in communication with our body, the energy within. And so I want to get us out of our mind. A question gets us out of our mind. It gives the ego, if you will, the problem solver, a problem to solve. I don't understand that. What being is my body asking to be? And then it can potentially get you into your body. If you've been listening to these podcasts, there's a couple of other podcasts. Many of them, I say the same thing. Put your hand on your thymus, the center of your chest, and your pubic bone. Say hi, body, a couple of times if you've never had a communication with your body. That's one way to get in there. And to listen to the energy within, respond. You see, our mind figures out. There's a problem, let's solve it. But the body responds and gives you choices and possibilities. So what being is your body asking to be now? You know, it's been 3 months or more, going on our fourth month in this COVID world, 2020, such an interesting year. But what if today, as you listen to this, you've changed tracks with your body, like the railroad example, and just said, for today, there's not going to be a problem with my body. There's only going to be a possibility. And what being is my body asking to be? If I change tracks today, right now as I listen to this podcast, I cancel, clear, deleted, and resolved everything that I've ever judged, decided, concluded, or computated about my body. Even if I've been diagnosed with something or there's a little pain today or whatever. If you just change tracks right now, cancel, clear, deleted, and resolved, and you were starting fresh, and you had no reference points and no conclusions about your body, what being is your body asking to be? this slows down you a little bit to get and sink within to the energy within. It's almost like learning to walk again, getting in communication with your body. So, what being is your body asking to be? And just by simply asking that, do you notice that a space opens up potentially that widens your energy, if you will, and just says, I am listening different. Something is happening. I have no idea what it is, but this must be what she's talking about. It is what I'm talking about. What is possible now with your body that you've never considered? And what miraculous creation is available with your body now that you have not created or chosen? So again, what being is your body asking to be? What is possible with your body that you've never considered? And what miraculous creation is available with your body, with my body, you would say to you, that I have not created or chosen? What I have learned for myself and seem to be talking about in some way for the last 3 months in all my classes or sessions or contribution videos and social media, YouTube and whatnot, is that I am literally being more present, not only in my life, but also in my body. And I'm speaking more to my body about what it would like to create now. And I have actually noticed that being home for these 3 months, I used to travel at least 2 weeks out of each month. For the first time in 10 years, being home this much, and the things that I have chosen to participate in, especially with my body, I change my foods pretty regularly, listening to my body some weeks, or it's like my body goes every couple of weeks, it wants a different sort of, I don't want to say diet, but a different sort of menu, okay? Because I don't actually follow a diet, I follow what my body is asking for. Sometimes I'll have my assistant cook for me, you know, weeks at a time. Sometimes I will try a meal plan, organic meal plan offered through some company that, you know, organic and good. Sometimes I'll go into the keto. My body is in keto right now. My version of keto, or my body's version of keto, which is just very low carbs with veggies and lots of fat and protein. And since I've been home, my body has gotten into a weight training routine with my trainer, just 30 minutes of what's called high interval training, and I've never committed to it 5 days a week. And now the gyms are open, we're back to 3 or 4 days a week, and I'm alternating that with my favorite thing, which is kickboxing. You should check it out if you have it. ilovekickboxing.com. See where there's one in your area. I don't know if it's just in America or whatever. But man, such a physical strength exercise. And you never get bored. But anyway, it's not so much about that. But notice what I'm doing. I'm listening to my body. And I've just noticed that my body has started to become defined in areas that my entire life have never been, to my knowledge, my entire adult life, to my knowledge, these particular areas have never been defined. I used to call them my problem areas, like my inner thighs or some version of that. But I remember in my young 20s, I didn't have that quote unquote problem. So if I didn't have it at one point, that could actually mean that I didn't have to have it now. And so my being that my body is asking to be is to change whatever's happening with my thighs and inner thighs. That's just one thing. So the being in that way would be in that particular area, more toned, more defined. And I would notice that by the way that I would feel wearing dresses and skirts and pants and whatnot. And I'm noticing that now. Now, I didn't focus on it every day. In fact, when I started the higher interval training, I didn't even have this awareness, but it became over these 3 months that I started to look at my body shifting and changing and starting to talk to it a little bit more about what it would like. So I'm talking about food and exercise, but here's some of the other things. I started reading books for fun and pleasure, and I always throw in a couple of self-empowerment ones. And there have been a few more weekend days and evenings than I used to be comfortable with that my body just said, sit, watch the sunset, read, fall asleep. And I allowed myself. I have asked what actions are available with my body that I've not created or chosen. And that has changed some of my friendships. Some of my friendships have deepened, some have gone away a little bit, some have created more space, some have had more resolutions in some areas, and different playmates are showing up in my world that I've never expected. And that's been really fun by just exploring from the space of body. What being are you asking to be? And I can literally watch these changes occur, and I can see them now more specifically than the last 3 months, because I committed to it, if you will, every day, somehow listening, whether it be the food or the movement or the friendships. And one of the things that I also noticed is that with this shelter in place that is loosening up here, at least in the Dallas area, opening up more and more and more, I really would listen to my body when I did get the possibility of going and being social. My body would be very clear with its yes and its no. And if I got a yes, I would go. And if I got a no, which I got more no's than I ever paid attention to before socially, and I spent a lot more yeses with myself. And in that solo time, by just asking my body, what being are you asking to be now, body? What is possible with my body I've never considered? And what miraculous creation is available with my body that I have not yet created or chosen? Now, the created with my body, I talked about the food and the exercise and the friendships and whatever. But let me show you how this is showing up in my life regarding business and see if this works for you or might be something you might want to choose. In asking and putting my body first, if you will, as an ally, and looking at it as this companion, and again, not necessarily calling my body an it, but I did just a second ago. If you're a male, you can call it a he. If you're a she, female, you can call it a she, or if you use different pronouns, whatever works for you, find out what your body would like to be called. That's one beautiful way to start a new vulnerability with your body. And a new way of getting totally present and making different connections. And that presence and that connection with your body and you, first and foremost, will change everything. And what I've noticed also in my business is I'm more present in my business because I'm more present with my body. And my body speaks more loudly now too, that if I'm making a decision about a contract or an engagement with something or hiring someone or a salary or a product and whoever I'm creating with, it actually speaks very, very quickly to me. And I can tell whether it would be more fun, if it would create more, or if I should stay away and ask more questions. And that's just by asking these questions. Body, what being are you desiring to be? Body, what being are you desiring to be? Body, what's possible here in this business situation, with this person, with this contract, with this product that I've never considered before? Body, show me where the money is. Show me where the revenue is. Show me where the next possibility is. And I've been getting so many new ideas. So many new ideas about projects that some of them are brand new and some of them have been sitting in the back of my mind just waiting for what I now know is COVID-19, but not that I intentionally put that out there. I had no clue, but having this time has really given me the space to put all these creations on Google Docs or pieces of paper out in front of me and beginning to bring air and life to them. And my body is becoming more lean, more supple, more defined, more lovely, more striated, and the structure is changing. And I simply believe that it's because I'm talking to my body and paying attention to my body in a very holistic way. Food, friends, books, rest, beloveds, business, creation, money, my hair, my clothes, everything that I'm taking care of myself with. And it's simply by making my body the most important thing, first thing. This is having 2 feet in this reality with a body ready to generate and create. That's how I'm being the leader in my world, the leader of my body, the leader of my life, the leader of my business. So what can you insert into this reality that will create a greater possibility for you with your body? What can you insert into your reality right now that will create a greater possibility with your body? And are you willing to commit to that and have a new track of you and your body creating your life and living show up in your world? Well, if you are, then listen to this podcast over and over and over. Write down those questions. Post them up on your mirror. Put them on your notepad. Put them as a reminder in your calendar, in your iPhone, or something like that. Because what I know about changing tracks is if you really want something different to occur with your body, like anything, you have to choose it, and then you need to act on it, and then you need to engage with it. It's always the same 3 steps. You choose, then you act, and then you engage. And that is creation. Yet it's creation with your body in a way that no one ever taught you how to be present with. And what different world and contribution can you and your body be to your beloveds, to your children, to your business, to your money, to your food and exercise, your clothes, everything? And what greater planet could you create by being happy and in a creationship with your body? And how many other bodies could you inspire to do the same? Could you be willing to be that different and be like, oh yeah, I started talking to my body. I started asking it questions. It's kind of told me what to do and gave my mind a little rest, and I'm happier than I've ever been. Like, what if it's that easy to change tracks? Because that's what the gift for me of this shelter in place and this time with myself has been changing tracks. Something completely different is available. I value the difference, I value the change, and I am much clearer now than ever before that I create my own reality and what I put my attention to will actualize. And I would imagine that if you did that too, you would create a way more happier and freer life and living with your body too. The question is, are you really willing to have that much ease, joy, and glory? Are you really willing to stop looking at your body as a problem? Stop judging whatever shape or form, disease or pain or chronic condition you are in, whatever accident you're still talking about. Destroy and uncreate all that. Cancel, clear, delete, and resolve all that. And just say, I'm making a new choice. I'm going to start where I'm at. Body or being are you asking to be? What being is my body asking to be? And what is possible with my body I've never considered? And what miraculous creation is available with my body that I have not created or chosen? Show me, body. Show me. I will choose it. I want a different relationship with my body. I will act on it and I will engage with it. I am changing the railroad tracks. I am getting from Long Island through Queens, and instead of going to Queens, I'm going to the city. Remember, you and your body are the creator of your life and living. What can you insert into your reality right now that will create a greater possibility with your body? And would you be so kind and caring and present with yourself to follow through on whatever choice these questions bring up for you? And then take some pragmatic actions on those choices. You'll get information. Just do it, as Nike says. And as you engage with what you choose, the universe will conspire, I say, to bless you, to create possibilities for you. It's usually us in our minds that refuse it, don't receive it, ignore it, or come up with some excuse about why you can't do it. Reality is, we all have more space and time on our hands right now, and there's not going to be another time like this for some time, I would imagine. This is the first time like this of its time. Even though everything is different, that also means that you and your relationship with your body can be different. Which also means that if you're unhappy in any area of your life, including your body and what you've created in your world, financially, business, you get to choose something different right now. It's never too late to make a different choice. It's never too late to change tracks. It's never too late to undo what you've done. If you created it, you can discreate it. It's only a matter of choice. So for your body, what being is your body asking to be? What is possible with your body you've never considered before? And what miraculous creation is available with your body that you've not created or chosen? And what can I insert into this reality that will create a greater possibility with and for my body, my life, and my living right now? This, my friends, is a toolkit of questions to change anything. You ask the question first. That bypasses the mind and gives your mind something to focus on, gets you into your body, and then you can listen to the energy within. And it's from that space, the energy within, that you act, and then you engage with what shows up. Now, this is not something that you can, you know, you gotta, if you haven't asked questions, I would say give this at the very least 11 days. And really, asking yourself these questions for the next 21 days would likely garner a different track. But you will invest into this, whatever works for you. And you will create whatever you would like to create based on what works for you. I'm a firm believer that you make 1 degree shift every day with your desire to change tracks with regards to your body, and you will awaken one day and notice what I'm noticing now, which is my body is changing. And everything around me is changing. Not just a little, but a lot. And I'm happier for those changes. And there's nothing that's not in my life right now that I'm missing. And that is a good place to be. And I wish that for you as well. So, body, what being are you asking to be? What is possible with my body I've never considered before? What miraculous creation is available with my body that I've not created or chosen? And what can I insert into this reality that will create a greater possibility with my body, with my life, with my living? Show me, body. I'm ready now. And remember, if your mind starts judging, or if you hear judgments or frustrations or reasons and justifications, it's too hard, it's too this, that's just the mind. And you're giving it control over your body, which you've done most of your life, and I did that too. Your mind is a great resource. Use it when it's needed. But for this, the tool is to ask the questions, to get beyond the mind into the body. Hear the choices from there, and then start acting on them and engaging with them for their creation. And you too will change tracks. If you don't want to go to Queens, ask these questions. I have lots of relatives in Queens, so it's not about Queens. If you want to get to New York City, ask these questions. But most importantly, to remember this. You created whatever you're in right now, so that means you have the key and the keys to discreate it. The question is, what will you choose? Your mind or your body? You know where I stand on that one. All right, my friends, I will be back with another episode of the Body of Change podcast next week. Have a beautiful week, and feel free to let me know what you might want to hear about on this podcast, a topic. You can send it to info@drlisacooney.com or find me on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram and pop a comment somewhere for me. I hope you're well wherever you are. Most importantly, hi body, hi body, hi body. Hi you, hi you, hi you. Bye for now.